Knock, knock. Hey. Didn't hear me the first time, huh? Too focused on that computer screen of yours. Well, I asked if you wanted to get some lunch later. It's been such a slow day, and I'm the only one there in my office, and looks like it's the same for you, so figured might as well grab a bite to eat together, right? Unless you'd prefer to eat alone. Seriously, a sandwich. You're gonna make me eat alone because you brought a sandwich? Just put it in the fridge. Eat it tomorrow. Let's sneak off to that Italian place around the corner. Their Alfredo is divine. Come on, please. It's no fun eating alone. You know, a friend once said to me that a pretty woman should never eat alone, so. Unless you don't think I'm pretty. I had a fish for that compliment, but I'll take it. So, anyway, I'd love to get to know you a little better. I always enjoyed it when we chat, but we've never gotten the chance to really talk, you know? So, come on, it'll be fun, you'll see. I'm very interesting, I promise. And the food there is really, really good. Come on, please. As a favor to me. Wonderful. All right, it's a date then. I'll swing by in like 30 minutes or something, okay? Great. I didn't think I would have to insist so much, though. All right. Oh no, nothing's wrong. I was just thinking, the way you were staring at your monitor before when I came in, you looked really transfixed, almost like you were hypnotized. Yeah. You know, you gotta be careful with that. Somebody might decide to take advantage and take you the rest of the way down into a deep trance. Maybe you obey their every command. You probably wouldn't even see it coming. Well, it's not like a hypnotist just walks up to you and tells you to sleep. It doesn't really work like that. No, once they make sure you are really focused on something, they start by gradually softening up your mind. You must have seen it on TV. Somebody staring unblinkingly at a screen, just like you were doing when I came in, while someone whispers in their ear. Well, it's usually a spiral the victim is engrossed in instead of a spreadsheet, but tomato tomato, right? Or maybe you've seen the hypnotist use a swinging pocket watch as they talk about how you are so very relaxed. Yeah, pretty common tropes for hypnotism. But in actuality, spirals, pocket watches, those are not the things you should be worried about. They're too obvious to catch anyone unaware. So, don't misunderstand me, they work perfectly well to hypnotize someone who wants to be hypnotized, but let's say I pulled out a spiral right now, like on my phone or something. You'd be on your guard, right? You wouldn't just stay relaxed and keep listening to my voice. Nobody could hypnotize you against your will with a spiral. And I mean, who even carries pocket watches these days? But eyes. Everybody's got eyes. It's not even unusual to talk about them. It's remarkable how often the eyes are mentioned when talking about how attractive someone is. And keeping eye contact is entirely normal. Expected, even. Just like you are maintaining eye contact with me now. Even if I tell you that you seem to be getting hopelessly lost in my eyes. It just sounds romantic, doesn't it? There's nothing about looking someone deeply in the eyes that immediately yells hypnosis. Some people are lucky enough to be blessed with exceptionally fascinating eyes. Gorgeous, magnetic eyes that draw your attention, pull you in. Eyes like that are just perfect for putting someone into a deep hypnotic trance. Eyes like mine. Don't you think so? Look at you, all flustered. I'm serious. I want to know what you think. Just take a moment and consider it. Look into my eyes and tell me. Do you think somebody could be hypnotized by my eyes? Mm-hmm. Let me give you a better view so you can give me a more informed opinion. Just relax and let me sit here on your lap. Oh, come on, don't protest. I know you're too shy to say anything, but I know you think I'm pretty. I've seen the way you look at me when you think I don't notice. The way you keep sneaking glances at my eyes. I know how you feel about me. Maybe you even daydream about me. So I also know that you don't actually mind when I get this close to you. It's all right. I think it's cute. But stop pretending that you don't want this. Just admit it. This is a dream come true for you, isn't it? To be so intimate with me, feel my arms wrapped around you, see my eyes so very close. There's no need to look away from them. You can gaze into my eyes for as long as you want. Go on. Look into my eyes and tell me if you find them hypnotic. Yes, there's definitely something about them, isn't there? Something about my eyes that makes them irresistible. Mm-hmm. They're so dark. And you just fall right in. You don't really know how, but it feels comfortable. And you just want to relax. Fall a little bit deeper. That's it. Just relax. Look into my eyes. So fascinating, so entrancing, you know. I'm thinking you could most definitely get hypnotized by my eyes. But you're not looking away, are you? Haven't you realized yet what's going on? Or are you already caught like a deer in my headlights? It doesn't really matter. What matters is that it feels good to lose yourself in my eyes. It feels good to follow my instructions, to do what I tell you to do. Yeah? And I can make it feel even better. Like, if I shift a little on your lap and grind a bit against right there. Just like this. I can tell you like that. Just relax and enjoy this. Let go. Give in. Keep listening to my voice. Keep sinking into my eyes. Yes, that's it. I can see you're starting to drift away, just like I knew you would. I'm gonna hypnotize you, sweetie. It's inevitable at this point, and sure, maybe you could still stop yourself from falling deeper and deeper into my eyes. Maybe you could even manage to look away. But you know that if you do, this moment passes, that I would get up and walk away and laugh all of this off as a joke, and you'd never get to feel this good again. You never get to lose yourself in my eyes again. And so, you just keep sitting there, gazing up into my gorgeous, mesmerizing eyes, listening to every word I say, doing everything I tell you, and sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into trance. That's it. Maybe you've heard hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do. It's kind of a moot point, though, isn't it? Because there is nothing you don't want to do for me right now. You would do anything to keep feeling this good. That's how it always goes with hypnosis. The hypnotist seduces you with how good they can make you feel. And you decide to follow along because it does feel so very wonderful to follow, to listen, to obey. You don't even notice that your mind keeps slowing down, 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 becoming softer and more pliable with every passing second. You've been gazing into my eyes with every word I say to you. And at some point, it stops being your decision anymore. There comes a moment when your mind has just become too mushy to do anything but absorb the words I'm pouring into your ears. A moment when all of your own thoughts have melted and leaked away. When the only thing that's left in that empty head of yours is the sound of my voice. I think we're well past that point already. There comes a moment when your mind is completely open and vulnerable, and that is when the hypnotist tells you to sleep. Lights out. Night taking candy from a baby. Such a beautiful, docile expression you have on your face. I told you you had to be careful, didn't I? And look at you now, entirely at my mercy. If I had known you were so vulnerable to hypnosis, I would have done this a lot sooner. I think it's about time we got started on your brainwashing. Because sure, there's nothing you wouldn't do for me right now, but getting you to obey while you're in a trance, well, that's easy. Keeping you under my thumb while you're awake, making sure your programming doesn't fade over time, that's the hard part. It takes maintenance. Really, the best way to put you under my control permanently is conditioning. To flood your body with pleasure as you think of submitting to me, of surrendering your will to me over and over and over again. Until you associate obedience and submission to me with blissful happiness. Until you want to be under my control, out of your own free will.
just because it makes you feel so very good. And as it happens, I don't even need any tools or drugs to do it. Your own body already has everything I need. A way of producing and releasing exactly the right chemicals to bring you to a state of pure euphoria. All controlled by a convenient lever. You only have to know how to pull it just right. Can you feel me grinding against it right now? Yeah? That cock of yours? It's just a lever for me to pull. A tool I will use to bind you to my will. It's so hard already. I wonder, is some part of you actually excited by the idea of me taking control of your mind? Or is it just a purely physical response to the way my body feels against yours? Maybe a little of both. I can feel your cock throbbing against me. Maybe I don't even have to touch your cock at all. Maybe it is sensitive enough that I can make you come right in your pants just by rubbing my body against your groin. Yes, I think we'll give that a shot. I want you to keep your eyes locked on mine and think about submitting to me as I gyrate on your lap. It feels good when I'm in control. It feels good to submit, to obey. Say it. I obey. I submit. Good boy. Now, I don't want you to come just yet. I want you to hover right on the edge, and I want you to savor this moment. Enjoy how good it feels to surrender to my will, to obey, to submit. Keep repeating it. This is what pure bliss feels like. Feeling my body rub against you so smoothly, so rhythmically, drowning in my incredible eyes, pulling you in deeper and deeper. Submerging in the sound of my soothing voice, filling you with calm and relaxation, and thinking only that I'm telling you to think. I obey. I submit. The pleasure keeps building and building every single time you say it. Submitting feels so good. Obeying feels so good. I can tell you're getting close. Such sweet little whimpers. I bet you would be begging me to let you come if you could still want anything other than what I want. Keep saying it. I obey. I submit. Yes, you do, because you're a good boy, and good boys obey. Good boys submit, and good boys get to come. So look into my eyes and come for me. Come, come for me right now. Such a good boy. Feels really good, doesn't it? This is what it feels like to please me. Good, obedient boys get to feel good, too. Let me get off your lap, inspect my handiwork.
Oh, you look so blissed out.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind enjoying the afterglow a little longer, but I'm afraid it's time to wake up.
So, as I said, you've got to be careful with being hypnotized. Who knows what somebody could do to you? You'd better go clean up that mess in your pants. You need to look presentable for our lunch date. You'd rather go home instead of having lunch with me? A shower? Of course, I mean, I guess it's a good thing you brought a sandwich after all. It's all right. There's always next time. I'm sure I will be seeing a lot more of you very soon anyway. Look at you. Still making decisions of your own? See? You aren't brainwashed. Yet. That takes repetition. Conditioning. This one time just makes for an unforgettable, sexy memory. You're still perfectly fine. As long as you don't start fantasizing about me. If you started fantasizing about me, about how I would hypnotize you with my gorgeous eyes, about how my lovely voice would fill your head and tell you to submit, if you started imagining that every single time you touched yourself, well, then you'd be brainwashing yourself for me, training yourself to long for my control. You'll fall a little deeper under my spell every single time you come, until you beg me to hypnotize you again, until you are completely mine. Well, why would you start doing that, right? I mean, it's not like the idea gets you all hot and bothered, does it?
Better make that a cold shower. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to restrain yourself. But if not, well, you know where to find me. And hey, you still owe me that lunch date. See you soon, my good boy.